My name is Susan Upton. I'm interviewing Kathy Cheek. It's March 27th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at UNC Chapel Hill. Alright, I'll start recording now. Okay. So, just to start out with, I'll get like background, if that's alright.
Okay.
Where were you born at?
Here, UNC Hospitals.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you always lived here in Chapel Hill?
Always.
Okay. And, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a younger sister.
Younger. Mm-hmm. And what neighborhood, what area did you grow up in?
Jones Ferry Road, outside of Carrboro, outside of the town limits.
Okay. And which schools did you go to?
I went to Carrboro Elementary. Mm-hmm. I went to, my sixth grade was in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. It was the one and only year the school system decided to put all the sixth grades in one building in one place together, and it only lasted that 1 year. Then I went to Phillips Junior High. It was before middle school, so I went to Phillips Junior High until halfway through my ninth grade year when Colberth opened, so I was the first class in Colberth, and then Chapel Hill High.
Okay,
that
was a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
What were your parents, what did they do?
My father worked for UNC Hospitals for 36 years. He was the director of mail services and printing. And my mother worked in UNC Hospitals personnel for about 5 years, but other than that, she was mostly a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Let's start out with about the desegregation stuff. Mm-hmm. When do you remember, like, what are your first memories of the desegregation process starting here in Chapel Hill?
I remember, I think it was, it had to have been first grade because there wasn't mandatory kindergarten back then. So my first year in school was first grade, not kindergarten. And I remember a little girl in my class just crying, and she had been brought in and left, a little black girl had been brought in and left by her mother in this ocean of white faces. And all the white kids' parents being so upset because the mother had just walked in and left her. Mm-hmm. You know, first day of first grade, moms were staying around and all that kind of stuff. But I think she just wanted her to be tough. And I remember kind of feeling sorry for her, but that's, mm-hmm. I mean, that was about my only memory.
Yeah. Did she end up staying
mm-hmm.
in the class?
Yes.
The other parents, were they upset because she was black or?
Because she'd gotten left.
Yeah,
she was upset.
Yeah, that makes sense. Were you aware of, like, how everything, I guess you were aware of it, how everything was changing in the schools? Or?
Well, kind of, but not really. I mean, as a child, you didn't, I mean, that wasn't an issue, and you didn't really care. I mean, I think we were probably aware because our parents were concerned about stuff, but
yeah.
I don't personally remember anything. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just, well, you know.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the concerns from the parents around, or your parents or any other adults around you?
I remember, and, you know, this is just, it's probably my whole childhood memories, but memories of, you know, being concerned that it was pulling down the schools. And, mm-hmm. you know, we had a black school. Why couldn't we keep Lincoln active as a black school and da, da, da? But
yeah.
I don't remember it being a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Whenever, like, through your elementary school, were there mm-hmm. many other black students in your school?
I remember some, but probably not many. I don't think it got significant until I was in junior high and high school.
Did that change, do you remember any conflicts that arose while you were
in junior high and high school, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What cons were going on?
When I was in junior high, actually, I was still in Phillips, so it was before. I was in the ninth grade, but it must have been in the fall. It was before we had moved to Colberth.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a huge riot
really?
At Chapel Hill High. This must have been it was either 68 or 69. And now I can't remember which. But I mean, it was significant enough that our mothers came to school and picked us up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. The principal at the junior high hid in his office.
Not really?
Mm-hmm.
What was it about?
The black students at Chapel Hill High had presented a list of demands to the principal there that they wanted to change the mascot of the school from something to tigers or whatever. Part of it's vague. They wanted to change the school colors to black and gold instead of blue and gold. I mean, just this whole list of demands, and they weren't being acted on very quickly, and so they're just, it just escalated into a full-scale riot. I mean, they closed the high school for a few days. But I wasn't in high school yet. I was still in middle school, in ninth, or in junior high, but I remember.
Yeah. And your parents still came and got you from the junior high? Did they do anything, like, afterwards? Any...
Parents, I remember, had meetings. I mean, you know, and back then, you know, children weren't supposed to know anything that was going on. It was the adults. And I don't know the specifics, but I know there were, you know, parent meetings in the evenings and that kind of stuff. But it seems like the high school was closed for a while. They brought in deputies for a while, and then most of the demands were met. So I think it calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. Do you remember any other situations or...
I remember just in high school. Well, no, this was junior high, too. I was still at Phillips. I remember being scared to go in the bathrooms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because the black girls would be waiting for you in the bathrooms, and they'd, you know, rip your purity rings out of your ears and that kind of stuff. So I can remember that you never went to the bathroom by yourself, and if you could avoid it, you didn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Did you have, like... Was there much interaction between the black and white students that you had?
Some. It was very, you know, there was a group of, or a pocket of troublemakers, quote unquote, and then, you know, everyone else was okay. And there, I mean, I remember that there was this one girl that was in chorus with me, and she threatened me the whole time I was in junior high that she was going to kill me and this and that and the other, you know, that kind of stuff. But that was the exception, not the normal.
This interest and this different there. Was anything ever done about it? Like the different problems going on?
No.
Did it change any in the high school?
Yeah, high school got a little bit better. There was still a pocket of kids that back then, I don't know what high school is like now, but back then there was an area in the back of the high school, and this was the old the original Chapel Hill High School on Homestead, and kids would go out back and smoke and all that kind of stuff, and you weren't allowed to smoke, but they did. And there would always be a pocket of guys, black guys particularly, that were, you know, starting trouble and picking fights and that, you know, this and that and the other. And, you know, I remember having to be protected for a while because black guys would make inappropriate remarks to white girls walking down the halls and that kind of stuff. But I don't remember high school being as big a deal as junior high.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like being protected, do you mean just like the other, like guy students?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why it got better in high school?
Probably just time would be my guess. I mean, this was the early 70s. I graduated in 73, so this would have been very early 70s, and I guess things were just getting better in general by that point. When there was a new principal, I remember a new principal had come in to the high school, and I think that was one of his major things, was to, you know, calm the unrest and get the black-white issues better solved and all that kind of stuff.
Do you remember anything he did in particular?
No. Again, I mean, who cares? Yeah, you know, I mean, we didn't care. Our parents probably did, but we didn't.
Do you remember about, like, just things going on in the community around the time as far as sit-ins and things like that?
No, not really. I mean, I was fairly protected. My parents were very cautious, and so, you know, we weren't exposed to a lot of stuff, really, and I don't remember it. No, I mean, I don't remember there being a big deal about it.
Yeah. Okay. To kind of change the subject a bit, but like, what activities and stuff were you involved in high school?
I was one of the founding members of the Future Business Leaders of America at Chapel Hill High, and look where I am now. That's probably about it. I was much more interested in boys, etc., than in, you know, academic or scholastic achievement.
How about in the community? Were you involved in other things outside of
Girl Scouts and my church?
Mm-hmm. Just in general, like within the community, did you have a lot of, was it mostly white or was it mixed in, white and black?
everything I associate, anything that I participated in extracurricularly was white, predominantly white, except for Girl Scouts, I think was a mixture. And I probably left that in junior high sometimes, so I don't think I did that through high school. But all my social interactions and stuff were 100% white.
Yeah. The area you lived in, was is it mostly a white neighborhood?
No, it's a mixture. You go through, you know, you leave Carrboro and getting outside of town, and then there's one group that is specifically a black area, and then you get into the where we live and all further. Now it's just, of course, much more mixed than it was back then.
Okay. I was going to ask you too. You have children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they go through? I guess they went through school here in Chapel Hill. Did they have any issues? Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about those? Mm-hmm.
They did. My son actually left Chapel Hill High after being beaten up and threatened by a black guy that, you know, just seemed like it must have cycled. I think it quieted down for a while, and then when my children were in school, which would have been, they're grown now, but it would have been the early 90s, I guess. Yeah, mid-90s, early to mid-90s. Seemed like there was more racial unrest than there had been, so it was like maybe a 20-year cycle or something.
Yeah.
But they both had trouble with, my daughter and my son both had trouble with being picked on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why did they beat him up, do you know?
Mm-mm, just got mad at him, and Chris had a little bit of a mouth on him, so he probably sassed back, but it was just, and it was definitely a black-white thing, I think.
Yeah. So you pulled him out of the school, is that what you
said? Because the school, the principal at that time, our assistant principal at that time, basically told me, I'm too bad, and I said, well, you know, protection for my child. He said, no. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So he went to private school after that.
What grade was he in then?
He was in 10th grade.
Okay. Which private school did he?
He went to Crescent Christian Academy.
Just wondering, I work at St. Thomas.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, he didn't go there. Might as well, but didn't go there.
But, how about your daughter, though?
She was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And trickle down. I mean, definitely, oh, you're Chris Cheek's sister. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Word
gets around.
It does. I mean, yeah.
It just happens like that. Going back to whenever you were in school too, I was wondering about black teachers. If you had many black teachers, or
I remember a couple. I don't remember very many.
Mm-hmm.
One in high school in particular who fostered the business interest that I had at the time, the office management, that kind of stuff. And she was she's the only black teacher that I can really remember. We had an assistant principal at the high school who was black. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, we had two. There was a man who'd been assistant principal forever, I think, or had been in the school system forever, and he was kind of, the kids thought he was a joke. And then there was this other lady who was a typing teacher, but was also some form of assistant principal of some sort, and she was the disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. She was a large woman, and we were all scared to death of her. She was very effective when you skipped class, and she was standing in the parking lot waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, what about whenever, I guess whenever you first were going to school with black students, do you remember any teachers, like white teachers in particular, either being really careful about that, or
I don't remember thinking anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in one way or the other.
Mm-mm.
Or just okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It was, I guess. weeks ago with Charlene Register.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her. Did you know
her? Uh-huh, I remember her from school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She was telling me about being in high school and junior high, too, and having, like, sit-ins in the black student movement. Did you know anything?
Yeah, I do vaguely remember. I mean, we avoided it mm-hmm. because, you know, that was something you didn't want to get involved in. And I remember going, you know, mm-hmm. 50 ways out of the way to avoid wherever the sit-ins were taking place. It seemed like it became a very common occurrence, especially in high school. I don't remember it as much in junior high, but yeah. In high school, and the Chapel Hill High had, I don't know whether you've ever been there or not, but there's, the main building has this huge open area, lobby area, that has stairs that go up to the second floor, and it's big, and that's where the sit-ins would be. Mm-hmm. And it just encompassed the whole available area, it seemed like, and we just stayed away.
Yeah. How come?
Just because no use inviting trouble.
Yeah. So they did that very often?
Mm-hmm. It seems I remember it was pretty often.
Mm-hmm. And do you know why?
Mm-mm. I guess it was just a method to get attention to try and get. I mean, there was always a list of demands, or, you know, mm-hmm. which is what had started the riot. My husband was in the high school when the riots came that I was in junior high for.
Oh, yeah.
And he has very vivid memories of, you know, chairs flying through the air and all that kind of stuff.
What does he remember?
He said they got locked in their classrooms by the teachers once it started, and he just remembers mostly chairs and stuff like that being thrown, kids coming through and busting the doors down. And I mean, I don't think it was not violence, as unfortunately we know school violence to be today, but it was pretty intense
yeah.
for the time.
I bet. Can see how.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the other things that she talked about was trying to get, like, black history and things like that.
Yeah, and it was like there was, I don't remember there being any such thing until my kids were in school. I mean, I'd never heard of Black History Month or anything. I mean, it just
yeah.
wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So you never.
And we were oblivious. I mean, I was oblivious to it mm-hmm. because it didn't impact me necessarily. So, you know,
yeah.
as long as there wasn't something going on, mm-hmm. significant going on, then it was like, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back, I guess, to high school, the different activities and stuff,
mm-hmm.
were they well integrated?
It seems that I remember they were. I don't remember there being a lack of integration.
Mm-hmm.
Dances and all that kind of stuff, I remember being mixed, and it was, again, you didn't think about it. That's just the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't, oh, this is a mixed event.
Yeah.
It's just the way it was.
What about, like, interaction, I guess, between the students?
Well, I had what I considered to be friends that were black as mm-hmm. well as white. Now, they weren't close friends like some of the white kids were. I mean, mm-hmm. they didn't come to my house and I didn't go to their house.
Yeah.
But at school, we were friends, and you know, activities after school or whatever, we'd talk and that kind of stuff. Different, though. I mean, there was definitely a barrier, unacknowledged, unspoken, or whatever, but there was definitely a barrier.
Yeah. The other thing that's kind of come up in some of the stuff I've been looking at is the Chapel Hill having such high class differences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember about?
Oh, there was an in crowd and a not in crowd, and most mm-hmm. of the in crowd were professors' kids. I mean, I think probably for segregation or desegregation, Chapel Hill was the exception to any rule in the South. I know we had some of the same things, but we were probably very, very, very different than, I mean, if you went to Pittsburgh and asked the same questions, I bet you'd get very different answers from people the same age as me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Burlington or wherever. And I think we were probably very different, very ahead of the time because of Chapel Hill being such a melting pot and a mixture and a non-typical southern town.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do remember a significant class difference. I mean, you knew who the rich kids were and you knew who they weren't.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting because I've found out, which you might know about this, they say that, the Chapel Hill students in the state have, like, the highest scores.
Mm-hmm.
But the black students in Chapel Hill have the lowest scores in the state.
Really?
Yeah. Which is really, the gap is wider than any other area.
Huh, wonder why.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. Some people have mentioned the class differences as being, which is...
Well, Chapel Hill High, if you're smart and have means, the school is, you know, at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're medium, average, or below, you can forget it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Do they just pick out the...
I think it's just a natural selection process because Chapel Hill's so driven academically. And so if you're academically above average, you've got every available opportunity there is. And if you're average or below, you're not. I mean, it's just like, forget it. We don't have time. That's not sad, but the attitude is we don't have time to mess with you. You know, our attention is going to these academically gifted kids. Figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. I guess this is more like your own personal experiences, but what do you remember, like what were some of your favorite things about high school? Did you enjoy high school?
I don't remember not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember being miserable.
Yeah.
I don't remember having strong feelings one way or the other. I mean, I think most of what I liked was the social stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, I developed relationships with several of my teachers, you know, so that was nice. That was a good positive reinforcement.
Yeah. What did you do after high school?
I went to a business college for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Came home, started working for the university, got married and had children.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So have you always wanted to stay in Chapel Hill?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Were your parents from Chapel Hill?
Mm-hmm.
So,
And my husband and his family.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. Is there anything else you remember about desegregation in schools or any other experiences?
I don't. I mean, I have very vivid memories of the horror in junior high of being scared to death. Of being physically hurt.
Really? How
mm-hmm.
come?
The you know, pulling earrings out, that kind of stuff. The one black girl that, you know, haunted me all the way through junior high, telling me she was going to kill me. And those were very significant, very vivid memories.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. I wish I did know. I still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 30 years later and I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Did you know her before?
Probably not before junior high because, you know, that was the merging of elementary schools. And I don't think I knew her before then, and I've never run into her since. I mean, I think she dropped out of school.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anybody who, like, got, like, their earrings put on in the
mm-hmm.
bathrooms? Or
mm-hmm.
A lot of people, or just...
Didn't take too many because after the first couple occurrences, you didn't go in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Was anything done? Did they...
There was never any proof. I mean, you know, that what would happen is you'd walk in the bathroom and the lights would be turned off. You'd be grabbed, earrings ripped or whatever, and then shoved out the door. So, and then by the time you could get help, everyone had dispersed, so there was no proof.
Yeah. Was it like that all of junior high?
No, it must have been just my ninth grade year, or maybe eighth and ninth grade. I don't remember it being that way in seventh grade.
Yeah. But nothing really.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, you traveled in numbers. You didn't, adolescent girls are packs anyway, but you certainly weren't, you didn't go off by yourself anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Were there many fights that were black and white?
Yeah. I don't know the causes, or I don't remember any white and white fights. Mm. It was either black and black or black and white.
Yeah.
A lot of black girls fighting.
Really?
I mean, that was all the time. Fighting amongst themselves, or fighting white girls because of jealousy, perceived jealousy or whatever, because a white girl would be paying attention to a black guy, or vice versa, a black guy paying attention to a white girl.
Mm-hmm. So you think it was worse among the girls than the guys? Or?
For that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, like, in high school, was it the issue of, like, black and white dating? Was that still a...
I remember seeing one mixed couple, mm-hmm. and I can still remember my shock. I encountered them in the stairwell. I could show you the stairwell. I mean, it made a vivid impression. And it was, he was a tennis player. It was a black guy, white guy, and a black girl. And I remember being just dumbstruck.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I remember anything about it. I mean, that was not, you know, neither of those guys were considered smart by their friends. I mean, it was like that was not the smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of people in the school know about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
mm-hmm.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Was there anything else about your school in particular, or your experiences in school? Anything I haven't covered, just
right,
in case.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't think of it as out of the normal until you start thinking of it as out of the normal range, so.
It just kind of grew up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of the way it was.
Yeah. For your children, is there anything else you know that happened for them, or did they have a really integrated experience going through?
Yeah, probably more so than I did, and it was, you know, much more prevalent from kindergarten forward, unlike I kind of grew into it,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, became more and more every year in school. There were more black kids in my class and that kind of stuff, so it was kind of a growing thing rather than theirs was just, you know, the same mix from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. I just thought of something else. Whenever the first thing you told me about the little black girl being in mm-hmm. the class, was she kind of left by herself through the year, or would she make...
I don't remember her being ostracized. I don't have it. There were two black girls in my first grade class.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember her name, and I can't remember the other one's name, but yeah. I don't remember any events of her being ostracized, but I don't know how accurate that is either, because I mean, I was oblivious. It was,
yeah.
I mean, I don't remember, oh, that little black girl don't play with, I don't remember any of that, and I don't remember any of that coming from teachers or parents or anything else, so I don't think she was.
Mm. How about, still in elementary school, but later on, did you ever encounter that kind of teasing?
Mm-mm. No. No, I don't. Not that I remember.
Let's see if I got it. That's pretty much, I think, everything I've got, like, listed.
Okay.
You might have been too young to have noticed this kind of, but as the schools were changing, did you notice any changes going on in the community as far as the barrier between black and white?
Mm-mm. I don't remember, I don't remember restaurants that were posted
mm-hmm.
no blacks, or I don't think that was how they put it, but
yeah.
I don't remember any of that. I mean, I remember there was a black grocery store and a white grocery store.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In Carrboro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were they?
Andrews and Rigsby and Hearns were the white grocery stores, and I could not tell you the name of the black grocery. I mean, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And I remember, black neighborhood and white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. I mean, we never rode buses, so I don't remember anything like that. I don't remember bathrooms being marked. I don't have any memory of any of that. So evidently that had stopped here by the time I was old enough to pay any attention to it.
Mm-hmm. For how long were those grocery stores like that?
Probably most of the way through my grammar school years, yeah. So definitely through the early mid to mid 60s.
That really is all my questions, though, I think. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
But you know where to find me if you think of more questions.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go ahead and turn this off.